You're listening to Kane and Corey.
Oh, hell yeah! It's Friday!
Yes!
Woohoo!
Hell yeah!
And we're back!
Ook is back today.
Yeah.
Out of context for Friday. Got some random draft observations for you. Nobody wants in-depth draft conversation on this show. I don't think anybody's going to come here for in-draft and, depth analysis, things like that about the draft. So we'll just give some random observations. Some weekend bar facts for you. Things you can surprise and annoy your friends with. Bar facts. And we have a new feature, Conspiracy Insider. A Conspiracy Insider will join us. He is the source of a lot of the conspiracies that I find and learn about. He says he's got a new one today that I haven't even heard. I look forward to that.
And what, did he just get out of prison? Is that why he hasn't been on the show?
No. Highly successful, motivated gentleman. Very intelligent. Owns his own business.
Wow.
Got his shit together. He likes to drink a little too much, but other than that, everything is really, buttoned down with this guy.
All right. I can't wait.
So just off the top here, I saw this a couple days ago. Apparently, almost half of us here in the Northeast. Well, first of all, before I say, Jay, run me through your teeth brushing routine in the morning.
I get up. I take a piss. I go to the thing.
Just your teeth brushing routine.
Okay. All right. I just put on the toothpaste. I run it under water first.
What flavor water?
What do you mean flavor?
Hot or cold?
Oh, no. It's like cold. I like it cold. I don't do hot.
All right.
Because the hot, it takes the shit off the toothbrush.
Well, first of all, I've never heard of anybody brushing their teeth in hot water. And then I saw this thing, 42%. I'm going to just say almost half because it sounds bigger. 42% of people here in the Northeast brush their teeth with hot water. And I've never heard that before. And my first thought was, what kind of madness? What kind of heathens are these people?
Doesn't the hot water dissolve the toothpaste? I mean, it's hot. It dissolves the toothpaste and it comes off.
I don't even know anything about that part of it. That's it's not weird. Refreshing.
No, right. Exactly.
It's not, you wake up in the morning, you don't splash hot water on your face. You splash cold water on your face.
Agreed.
Why do you want hot water? I don't understand that. And then I read that so many people do it. Then it shocked me.
Yeah, I agree with Ant. They're Biden supporters. They're fucking. They gotta be. I mean, just fucking. I agree. It doesn't, because the mint from the toothpaste is enhanced by the cold water, wakes you up in the morning.
Doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
The people who brush their teeth with warm water are the same people who pour the milk in the cereal bowl first and then put the cereal in.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. Wow.
Yeah, well, that's how crazy it is. There are people who pour the milk in the bowl first and then add the cereal.
So stupid, because then the cereal just floats on the top of the milk and you got to what the fuck is wrong with people, man?
Oh, God. Well, I'm glad we got that taken care of. That was really bothering me. some people just don't want to be helped. I got to tell this little anecdote first, too. Guess where I was yesterday? CVS. And there was an old man. There was a line for the self-checkouts. And I noticed that there was an older gentleman having difficulty with the self-checkout machine. Of course, I'm in a hurry, like I always am. I've got nowhere to go, but I always seem to be in a hurry.
Yeah.
I just don't like when people are in my way. Even if I have nowhere to go, I'm like this on the road, too. Russ always gives me shit about it. Like, I just don't like to be told that I can't go where I want to go when I want to go there, or as fast as I want to get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Like, I just like, because this guy was so stupid with this machine, it was driving me nuts. And so I decided to help him out. See, I turn all my internal anger into kindness, outward kindness. But he wanted no part of it. I walked up. I stayed like two or three steps behind him, and I said, "Excuse me, sir, you need a hand?" He looks at me, goes, "Fuck out of here! I'm not helpless."
Well, I think you know what it is. I think
that, like, wow, okay, all
I think,
right.
I think what it is that older people think that we look down on them, like they're not technology. They don't know about technology. The self checkouts are new, so they're like, "Are you looking down on him by asking him that?" You were genuinely just trying to help him, right? And get the fuck out of there.
Right. I you know, I was trying to help him. Yes, it was more for selfish reasons, so right. I could get the hell out of there. But he wasn't that old. I would have thought of that too. You know, like a really old person. Maybe he doesn't want to be helped because people think he's lame and can't do anything for himself. But this guy wasn't that old, so I thought I'd be safe, but whatever. He just...
You know what? And I feel like if that was a woman, not to sound sexist, she would have taken your help. I feel like...
I have helped women at the self-checkout before.
Right, and yeah. I think they're more inclined to take help than a man does. Man is very, they're manly. They're like, oh, no, I could fucking do this. A woman, no matter what age, if you offer to help them, they will accept it.
I'll say this in that man's defense. There was a time I was at Home Depot and I walked up to the self-checkout, and I guess the lady there was bored because they always have the woman who hovers.
Sure.
Yeah. Right? To help people if they need help, like a ShopRite or wherever. And she goes, "This one's free." They're all free, mind you. Mm. "This one, come over here. This one's free." And she proceeded to grab the thing, the scanner thing. And like explain to me how to, I'm like, no, I got it. It was really annoying. And I snapped at her a little bit. I'm like, I got this. Don't worry about me. I'm good. So maybe it was that kind of thing. Some people just don't like to be helped. Even if you know you can't accomplish whatever you're trying to get done.
Yeah.
It still sometimes bothers you.
I don't know. If I need help, I don't, if you said, "Hey Jay, let me help you with that." I would let you help me with the self checkout. Who cares? I don't care how old you are.
Gold Coast M says, "I'd take help from K no matter what." There you go.
Wow.
Need help getting out of them britches?
You need help with that stress? You could lick it away. Wow.
Sorry. Am I considered sexist?
Are you flustered right now? The Gold Coast M wants to...
Am I flustered? No.
Experience the quote-unquote help from you?
I wanted to say to this old guy, if you can help yourself, then how come you were standing in the aspirin aisle for 20 minutes? If you have everything under control, how come you were staring at all the painkillers for 20... I noticed that. I did like 3 laps. He was at the same spot the entire time. Like, don't you always just go with the same one you've always purchased? Like, you never, like, change up your pain reliever. If you're an Advil guy, you're an Advil guy. If you're a Tylenol guy, you're a Tylenol guy. When do you ever go, "Oh, I'm going to switch it up"?
Do you...
You stick with your own brands.
Now, let me ask you
something. Go in, grab it, get out.
So, Tracy will send me to CVS to get Tylenol, and I get the CVS brand. And she's like, "Why'd you get this cheap shit?"
It's the same thing. It's like $3 cheaper.
Right. So am I wrong for getting the cheaper shit? She was like, "No, this is different medicine." No, it's acetaminophen. It has the same amount in it.
Yeah. No, I get that. I buy that too.
Yeah. Okay.
It took me a while though. I used to be with Tracy and best friend Russ would shame me. It's the same stuff.
Same shit, right?
Yeah,
it's just cheaper. Yeah. All right.
It is. Just like, you know, Kirkland vodka is Grey Goose. Just the bottle. Leftover Grey Goose.
Yeah.
The stuff that's on the bottom. It's still fucking Grey Goose. Mm. Staten Island Chris says you're wrong, Jay.
Why am I wrong? It's this. If 100 milligrams of acetaminophen in the CVS brand is the same. It's just like, what weighs more, 100 pounds of bricks or 100 pounds of feathers?
Well, bricks, obviously.
Wow.
Dude.
One might be more cumbersome than the other, but they do the same thing.
Doble says, Rick says, "It ain't Russian standard." He likes his Russian vodka. Yeah. "Oh, not these two fucking guys podcasts as I get yelled at for my bowl and basket purchases."
Yeah, that's good
shit. I love bowl and basket stuff.
It's the same stuff.
I really do like bowl and basket stuff. I see no difference. In fact, I will go out of my way to buy bowl and basket. I don't know why. I like the label. It sounds nice. It's like back in our day in the 80s, whatever, 90s. I don't know if they had it in the 90s, but they would just have the generic yellow labels or the generic white label.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know? Soup. Oh, so it's a crapshoot? I won't know what's in there until I get home.
Tracy gets mad at me. She sends me for hot dogs. I get those bar none ones. I mean, remember we spoke about them? Hot dogs are hot dogs.
No. Hot dogs are not hot dogs.
Why pay $4.50 for hot dogs when you can get them for $1.25 for the same
because
amount?
Hot dogs are bad in general, all of them. But I think the lips to asshole quotient goes up when you buy the cheaper ones. I try to buy the Sabret, the all beef hot dogs. What are the Jewish brand? What are those called?
Hebrew National.
Hebrew National are fucking great. You know? Nah, you can't buy.
The lips. There's more lips than ass in the bar none one.
Fuck yes. Has to be. Ballpark Franks, I like those. They plump when you cook them. That was the commercial. Kat says, no way, that's crazy talk. Hot dogs are just hot dogs, and this is coming from a vegetarian. No, I'm sorry. I've looked into it. That's not true. I've actually bitten down hard on some things in hot dogs before with the cheap brands. You don't know what's in there. Oh, that's a beak.
That's
the beaks and the claws.
Oh.
They just put it all in one big blender and grind that shit up, roll it up. There's a wiener.
When you put mustard on it, it all fucking tastes the same. You could put mustard on anything and it tastes like mustard. So you put it, you want a hot dog, $1.25.
But some hot dogs taste good. Dude, go to Rudy's in the city. Rudy's the dive bar.
You can get a
pitcher of blonde. They brew their own beers. I don't know how good it is, but it's good for $7 a pitcher. I always get the blonde. And as long as you have a drink in front of you, you can have as many hot dogs as you want. And they're all beef hot dogs. They don't skimp.
They're free
hot dogs. They've been doing that for, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years. Whatever. Yeah, free hot dogs. They're good. You see fucking poor old guys in there, you know, they milk a beer for $3.50. And, you know, they eat their dinner. It's nice. Wow. Dude, trust me, I've taken advantage of that. When I had to make $20 last for a week and dinner was an orange, Rudy saw a lot of me. I've eaten my share. I've eaten my weight in hot dogs.
That's crazy. I mean, even now with inflation, they're still giving out free hot dogs, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They can't, man. I mean, they can't stop. They gotta keep going.
Yeah.
Well, the NFL draft was last night. Again, no deep dives, no deep analysis. I'm not Mel Kiper Jr., but as I was watching, I did notice some things.
Oh, boy.
Some weird things. And first of all, what a ridiculous spectacle. Do you need all that to read off some names?
No.
Of guys that very well might be busts. They might not help your team. The funniest part, and I posted a video of this last night, and one moment stuck out in particular. When they read off, before he read off the New Orleans Saints first round pick. First of all, it's a really hard name, and the commissioner of football is up there going, blah. He sounded like Biden. He couldn't pronounce it. And then they cut to the Saints fans, and there was this pause after he said the name. They're like, who the fuck is? And then they went nuts. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, you don't even know who the hell that is.
Right. Right.
You're acting like that was your guy all along. And all these grown men, senior citizens with their faces painted and wigs on. Every time the camera pans to them, they're like, let's go. Like they're screaming at a football game. There's a man in a suit walking to the microphone about to read a name off a card.
Yeah.
Let's go. I don't know. And I'm a football fan. I think it's stupid.
Did I read this or hear this right? I think it's six quarterbacks went in the first round. Is that like a record?
Five out of the first 10 picks, was it, I think?
Okay. It's never been like that before.
I think, there were like, how many offensive players were drafted before we got to a defensive player drafted? That was a record. That had never happened before. 10 in a row or 11 or something like that. Wow. Anyway, top five, random observations.
Presenting Kane and Corey's Top 5.
Number 5.
Brock Bowers. He's a tight end. He's 21 years old. They cut to him when he got picked. He's already balding.
Wow.
That's the helmet. That's my analysis. I'm like, holy, like way worse than you, Jay.
Really?
Like he hasn't even had time to enjoy his hair.
Wow. He's 19, right? Probably 19, 20, 21 maybe? How old is he?
He's 21.
21,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, wow. And it's just like, it's bad.
Wow.
Poor That's Brock awful. Bowers.
Number four.
Like I said, the spectacle. I miss the old days of Pete Rozelle announcing his picks to 30 people inside of a Holiday Inn conference room.
Yeah.
That's how they used to do it back in the 80s. Minimum television coverage. He'd just read and there's some agents there and maybe a mom and a dad, but that's about it.
That's crazy.
Those were the good days.
Number three.
It's an observation. Seemed like every time they cut to a black player with his family, you know? There was one white girl in the room sitting next to him. Girlfriend was white. Only white girl in the room.
I think who posted, somebody said the greatest moment in draft history was when the guy got drafted and then the girlfriend hugged him and the mother pulled her away. Do you remember that?
I missed that. I didn't see that.
Oh, I think Covino and Rich might have posted it or somebody, but it was hilarious.
But then when Bo Nix got drafted, they cut to his family. And he had one black person in the room. So it was kind of a tit for tat. It was just a black dude, a friend of his. But like, it was so funny.
Number two.
That white girl's cooch was the real MVP. Let's just get that out of the way. Because, oh, man. He got drafted, man. He's going to town.
Oh, yeah.
Three times a week and twice on a weekends. MVP.
Number one.
The Atlanta Falcons have no fucking idea what they're doing. Wow. They just signed Kirk Cousins to a four-year, $180 million contract to be their starting quarterback, to be their savior. You don't give somebody that kind of money and have him not be your savior for a few years. Four years. They drafted Michael Penix Jr., a 25-year-old rookie who's had two knee surgeries and two shoulder surgeries. Yeah, he's got a great arm and he's a lefty. How many of them have been good?
Yeah, no shit.
Steve Young. Boomer Esiason.
Boomer, yeah.
Tua. Who am I forgetting? Good lefty quarterbacks. Well, I guess the point is still made. There's not a lot of them.
There's not a lot.
Yeah, and not that that's going to be a deterrent, but the ball spins different coming out of his hand and stuff. But like, what? Kirk Cousins, the stories came out today that he was shocked. He's like, what in the hell? You signed me to be your starting quarterback and you don't draft anybody that can help us win right now? Because 4 years, $180 million, that's a win now deal.
Yeah.
Wow. You have needs. You need an edge rusher. You took a quarterback who's a maybe, who wasn't even, what was he, the third quarterback taken? He wasn't even, no. Fourth quarterback taken. I don't know. Just that was the stupidest thing I've ever. Oh, Jim Zorn, Mark Brunell, Ken Stabler. I knew there was more. Thanks, guys.
Mike Vick.
Was Michael Vick lefty? I guess he was. Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Asshole.
But that's it. That's all I can think of.
All right.
Those were my observations from the draft. And then I went to bed. After the Vikings picked their guys, J.J. McCarthy and then some other guy. Who is the best defensive player in the draft, from what I'm told? We got him. So we got a good draft. We gave up a lot to get him, though, but... So the Falcons are stupid. I don't know if they're as stupid as the anti-Israeli protesters, though, that are out there. Have you seen some of these videos? This one's gone around, but if you haven't seen it, I have to play it for you.
Yeah, so dumb. I think everybody was posting this. It's so dumb.
Yeah, this is the girl who's like admitted, well, we don't really know why we're here. I wish we were more educated.
Fucking stupid.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting?
Okay. And she's wearing a mask. That's...
double stupid.
That tells you all you need to know.
Yeah. I'm here.
Palestine will be free.
I wish I was more
educated. Seriously, it's always the crazy, whacked out liberals who are still wearing masks. Always.
Oh, I'm not either.
Oh,
I'm here.
Palestine will be free.
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Oh,
I came from Columbia. I was there up at Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students needed our support. So I came down. I heard there's lots of cops. Some people were saying it was getting dangerous.
And what would you say is the main...
What a fucking idiot. God.
I can't anymore with these fucking people.
They're getting arrested for nothing. Like, what you're doing is not going to change what's going on over there. I'm sorry.
Rachel says, this video perfectly encapsulates those people. Yeah, and if you look closely, if you notice, it's supposed to be some sort of... They try to pretend that these gatherings and these protests are organic, and they just happen. They don't just happen. They're funded.
Yeah.
George Soros funds these things.
Yeah.
Go ahead and look at the camp that they've set up. All the tents... Many, many of the tents are exactly the same. Green. Purchased by the same people from the same place for the same. And what do you think? You think they're running out to fucking Staples and buying cardboard and markers?
No.
And nailing things to wood?
And Dobley
says. You don't think those things are provided for them?
And Dobley says, our tax dollars are paying their college. Because, they're getting their fucking... Loans paid off.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
I mean, these 10 cities have been set up at Harvard, Yale, Berkeley. You can't get any more liberal than those are like the Mount Rushmore of liberal colleges.
And I heard on the news this morning that they're canceling the commencement for like graduation. The kids that just want to walk because they've done 4 years and they busted their ass. Now they're going to cancel them because of these stupid protests.
Yeah, Germany, the Nazis. One of the things they did is when they went around and purged Jewish professors from colleges and stuff like that. We're repeating it. How we get to this point where we're repeating what the Nazis did, what Hitler did?
Yeah. Stupid.
I just fucking can't. Protests are being encouraged by paid radicals who are fellows of a Soros-funded group called the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights.
Yeah,
provides up to $7,800 for its community-based fellows between $2,800 and $80 and $36 for it. In return for spending 8 hours a week organizing campaigns led by Palestinian organizations. What I say when it was still cold outside. You thought the Black Lives Matter riots? You thought the George Floyd riots were bad? Wait till this summer. This is just the beginning.
They're
ramping it up. Oh, yeah. You don't think so?
Yeah.
100% fucking percent.
Yeah.
This is the Palestinian, the Hamas support. It's the new George Floyd riots. It's the new BLM.
Yeah.
You know, climate change is the new COVID. We've seen this playbook before. They're doing it again.
Reinvented. Yeah. Yeah. And your Nuzzin and Rick said that those same kids that aren't going to be able to walk for college weren't able to walk because of COVID in high school. So it's just they're being fucked all over again.
Right.
It's awful.
I just can't believe we live in a world where it's not safe for Jewish students to go to school.
I know. Who would have ever thought?
We live in a world where the school is telling them that they can't protect them. They should stay home and learn remotely for their safety. That's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. You're right. People are looking at our country like, what the fuck? I don't know.
Oof. Bill says that's what they get for supporting their dumbass peers. Yeah, that's what she said. She's like, well, I just heard there was the protests happening and I just thought it would come out. The Columbia told everyone to come out and support, so I did. Just blindly.
Fucking
like
idiot.
Sheep. Follow them right off a cliff. But that's how they wanted. That's how they were training the kids. Brainwashing the kids to not think for themselves.
Yeah. True. Awful. Mm-hmm.
See my cup today?
Yeah, Skull.
Ooh. Skull Vikings. I'm still not excited for the season. We're going to win 5 games. It is what it is. That's a tough division now, man. Fucking Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Packers. Fucking Lions. And the fucking Vikings.
Yeah, you guys aren't going to lose.
Fuck.
Hey, you never know. Any given Sunday, right? You never know.
Any given Sunday. Hey, I think now would be a good segue to do our Conspiracy Insider. That's our new segment.
Conspiracy theories.
You get in my face with that, I'll beat your ass, you son of a bitch.
Oh.
My conspiracy theory is Rick. Cousin Rick.
Hey.
Also known as Doble Sace.
Hey, Rick. What's up,
Good
buddy?
Morning, everybody.
I can see you down below the screen there. Like, as we were talking about the Columbia thing, you're kind of like, I bet he wants to get in here and he's got something to say about this.
Well, thanks for firing me up on that. That really pisses me off.
Well, I know Reese, your oldest, she goes to Texas in Austin there. And didn't they just try something? But you don't do that in Texas.
Yeah, they did down at UT. They organized and came down there, and I just told Reese to stay away. But there's plenty on the television where the cops were arresting everybody. They didn't put up with it for about more than 20 minutes, but of course, everybody's saying free speech, free speech. Well, they broadcasted a trespassing warning to everybody, to all the students, and that's what they arrested them all on.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, they were there in riot gear and shit, yep. And they were just like, they were lined up, and they were just walking towards them, and they were just going to get caught up in the shit.
Mm. Yep.
Or get the hell out of there.
Yeah, they had to leave, and then they turned on the sprinkler systems, which was great, too.
Huh. You know, it's great. It's like, isn't your governor in a wheelchair?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not a big fan of him. So.
Oh, you're not? Oh.
No, I think he's a rhino. He's a follower of a few others. I don't trust him. I don't trust a lot of them, though.
I liked his, wasn't he the guy who was like, you know, allowing the illegals to be arrested? Didn't he do, he did a couple border things that I liked.
But he let 7 million of them in first.
Well, you know, that was in lockstep with the president, you know. Yeah, but you're right. He maybe should have done something a little bit.
So was he paid off to do that? I mean, how many, you know?
Yeah, it's all. You're right. All right. So do you have a new conspiracy for us? I teased that you did.
I do, but I've got to put on my official conspiracy theory hat first.
Jesus. All right.
There it is.
All right. Now we're safe to discuss this because the tinfoil protects you.
You actually crafted a tinfoil hat.
Yes,
did you do that this morning, or was it homework last night? What did you do?
Well, it was early this morning when I started thinking about it.
Well, it suits you. All right, what did you find out?
So, Bernie Sanders. This is a new one on Bernie, and it's, it's a hard one to discuss because then when you put yourself in the situation, you would wonder what you would do. So, Bernie was brought into a room. Again, conspiracy theory. This is what was.
Who's alleging this? Was it a witness or something?
It was a witness. It was one of the boys in the room that was what they call a rape boy.
A rape boy?
A rape boy, which basically means this young underage person is tied up, bent over. People are brought in the room to rape them on video. So not the one that was raped by Bernie, but another one in the room was watching this and said they brought in Bernie Sanders and his entire family and said, rape this boy or we're going to kill your family.
Wow. And obviously.
Who knows if it's true?
Right. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
He did.
This is what was been reported. So. I mean, think about that. I mean, I've thought about it since I heard about it. And I'm like, well, what would you do? Right?
That's right. I mean,
Jesus.
God, do you call their bluff? Because are they really going to kill your family? Well, you know.
Well, I mean, do you risk that and let them kill your kid? And then, all right, I'm going to start fucking this kid now. Stop.
It's not poker. Like, you know, it's not really, you know, bluffing with their lives are not poker chips.
So,
allegation. And then, so like now he's, well, that's what they do. They force you to do those things. They film you and they have everything over you at that point.
Yep. Then you're controlled. I mean, and that's the problem. I think 90 plus percent of everybody in our government is controlled.
And where'd you find this? Was this like an X thing?
This was on X. Taking a deep dive down into some of these rabbit holes that you can go into, and it's, I'm seeing more and more of it. So it's not like it's been eliminated from it.
Right. Wow.
But again, it's just scary to think about that. I mean, and you wonder why people don't want to be politicians. Add another reason to the list.
Wouldn't you just go in there and start stabbing everybody somehow? Just fucking, like, let's just stab them.
I don't think Bernie Sanders carries a knife on him.
Bernie.
You know,
yeah.
He's not that kind of guy.
Yeah.
He hires people to carry guns for him. He tells us to get rid of our guns, but then, you know, he's got protection.
So, I mean, it's either that or you're walking into the Playboy Mansion full of cameras. You're walking into P. Diddy's mm-hmm. parties full of cameras. You're walking mm-hmm. into Epstein Island full of cameras or Epstein's houses full of cameras. So they had plenty of people to get anybody they needed on film to control them.
I guarantee he's not the only one in Congress who's been through that.
No.
No fucking way.
Nope, not at all.
And why, Rick, why is this coming out? Is there, who's bringing it up and for what reason?
According to Cat Williams, it's going to be all fully disclosed in 2024 across Hollywood and everything else.
It started, right?
It started.
Yeah. Crazy. Jesus.
Would you rather fuck Bernie Sanders or Nancy Pelosi?
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Pelosi, sorry. I'll fuck her conservative.
Oh, God. All right, so there's that. What else have you been into lately? What else have you been studying? Anything?
I mean, there's just a lot of stuff. Now that it's the climate crisis, right? So they're going to declare a climate crisis to, again, lock us down and try to control us. Mm-hmm. And eventually, I mean, the ultimate goal is to actually not have an election. They know that they can't control. They're starting to lose grip, and they see it every single day. So they got to figure out a way to lock everything down again.
Yeah. I just saw it the other day. If Biden declares a climate emergency, then he's got all the same fucking. He's basically can do anything he wants. He's carte blanche to do whatever. Yep. Throw you make any sort of rule without having to go through Congress, without having to get anybody else to agree with him. Just do whatever the fuck he wants.
Throw that Constitution out the window, yeah, and you have a dictator, which we already do, but you have a real dictator in charge.
So wait a minute.
Forbidden Ball says Pelosi, old bitch, got nice tits.
Yeah. So wait a minute. So they want to lock everybody down because of climate change to keep everybody inside so that there's mm-hmm. nobody driving. There's no, I don't know.
COVID 2.0. Yeah.
Yeah. All you're going to hear, you're going to constantly hear climate crisis, climate crisis, climate crisis. Wow. And that's all you're going to hear. You're not going to hear climate change. You're not going to hear anything.
That's not even
else.
A conspiracy theory. I mean, that's going to happen.
So, but that's why I got the ranch. Come on down.
So Bill Crosser asks, when does the Civil War start? 2028? Like, when is that happening?
Well, I mean, what's the final line? What's the final line for everybody, right?
If they steal another election, it's going to start a lot sooner than that.
Oh, fuck yeah. Wow.
And he's leading in all the swing states, at least 6 or 7 swing states right now. Trump is ahead. So, I mean, and this is a runaway train. The New York City unions, who have always voted Democrat, have flipped. He goes to Harlem. You got legions of black people saying, "We love Trump," chanting 4 more years and all that. I mean, like, it's flipped to the point now. There's no denying it. The only way that Trump won't win is if they cheat. That's it. Hmm. And there are no safe and secure elections, so it's fucking scary.
Yeah, and your wife, Rick, says if they put Trump in jail, total chaos.
I think so, but we'll see. I mean, I've been, every time that emergency alert comes on, first thing I do is run to the gun safe. And then it's another lost child. Shockingly, another lost child, right?
You're going to have to do a... You should start construction on some additions down there on the ranch for some mafia to come join us. You know what? We'll be a real army down there.
Hey, just bring a camper. We got plenty of space.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Living off the grid down there. All right. Interesting. I hadn't heard the Bernie Sanders one, so.
It's scary. I mean, that one scares me because if they do that to everybody, I mean, we're screwed.
So a question for you, and somebody in the mafia brought it up. Why Bernie Sanders? He's not even a political threat anymore, is he?
Or this was a long time ago.
Long time. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's what I assume.
This is not, it just came out now, but this was a long time ago.
Well, how about this one? Let's just keep you here. Yeah, all right. Why don't you just stay for the whole show?
Good idea. I'm in.
Yeah, I like this. So, Andrew Tate, are you a fan of his, by the way, or not?
Me?
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah.
Eh, kinda,
I like a lot of the things he says.
I like a lot of things he says, but with everybody, you question him.
Oh, sure. I mean, he might be, he might be a plant too.
Yeah.
That might be PSYOP as well. But now he's being mocked for claiming that sex with women is gay. If you're a man and you have sex with a woman, you're gay. He tweeted
That's new science, baby. That's the same science we've heard for years.
Here's his rationale.
Wow.
He says sex is for making children. Any man who has sex with women because it feels good is gay. And then he wrote, oh, my pee-pee feels good. This is great. And then he said, in fact, if you're 40 with less than 5 kids, you're probably gay. All that feel-good pee-pee sex and hardly any genetic legacy, he said.
So jerking off is gay?
Yeah. He didn't mention jerking off. But, you know.
Well, that's got to be gay too, right?
He lost me on this one. This has got to be a troll post.
Has to be.
Right? Doesn't it? Like, what? Maybe I think he's in Romania. They're keeping him there because he's awaiting trial or whatever. So maybe he just wants, look at me. He wants attention. So he posts something stupid like that.
Well, hell, I mean, I might as well do it on your show. I'm coming out as gay.
Oh, good. I knew it.
Yeah, we could tell.
Yeah.
Your mannerisms.
Yeah. You got a really big truck and all those fucking firearms. What are you hiding? I knew you were hiding something.
I'm Andrew Tate gay.
Yeah. Got a small dick too, I bet, with that flamethrower.
Tiny. Right? Very tiny.
That's what they like to say. That's what the Libbies like to say. Oh, if you got a sports car or a big truck, you got a small cock or you're gay.
I've been accused of worse.
So, by the way, I don't think Tate has 5 kids, and he's 40 or close to it. So he better get to busting nuts.
That's got to be a plant. Who knows?
Let's see. Some people said, delete your account to Tate. Bro doing bait posts for that payout, said someone else. Oh, yeah. Someone else said, remind me how many kids you have again, sweetie.
Oh, thanks, Kirsten. I appreciate that.
What Kirsten say?
She said, Rick's dick is not small.
Oh, hey. She's still.
Oh, that lives on the internet forever.
It sure does. Somebody else said this about Tate. A laughing emoji with alpha male that uses the word pee-pee.
Yeah, seriously. What the fuck?
Well, I think he used that mocking the guys who have sex for pleasure. Oh, my pee-pee feels good. So I don't think that's a word he uses in his daily lexicon.
I don't understand these fucking people.
So what does he call women that have sex with women or men that have sex with men? They're not gay. They're just normal?
I don't know. I think he was just...
Somebody, what does he call men that have sex with hams?
Normal.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. No, he calls them a sorge.
Experimental.
That's Jay's last name, if you don't
know. There we go.
Somebody posted, the fact that some people take posts like this dead ass seriously and clutch pearls over them for days on end is precisely why they're amusing. And then he responded to that with a smiley face with a laugh. So to me, that means, okay, there's someone who gets it.
Yeah.
Seriously. But there are, hey, man, there are articles everywhere about this. People are clutching their pearls over this.
What has the world become?
Well, I think we know the answer to that.
Yeah, shit.
You want some fun bar facts for the weekend? These are things you can amaze your friends with. Give me some bar fact music. Things that maybe you didn't really want to know either. If you ever use bleach without gloves and it gets kind of slimy, that slime isn't the bleach, it's your skin melting. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. More than likely, you've shaken hands with 6 or more men that haven't washed their hands after masturbating.
I thought it would be more.
Is that at a bar?
I'm sure I've shaken someone's hand after masturbating. Oh, without question.
You ever smell your hand after?
Not even going to debate it. Probably not long after.
You shaking your own hand?
Rub one out before you go to the bar, you know, so you're not all horned up and make stupid decisions. You see your buddy, you know, the bar is only 2 minutes down the road. Rub one out, get in the car, drive to the bar, see your buddy, shake his hand. Well, how long was that, really? 10 minutes? You got some on you, man. Might want to hand you, put your hand underneath the black light just to make sure. Fucking gross.
What is that pump? What is that pump stuff you use to clean your hands?
Purell?
The Purell. They're like, oh, you got some Purell left on your hand.
Yeah.
Like,
no, that's my nut. That's.
It takes 3,000 cows to supply the NFL with enough leather for a year's supply of footballs.
Wow.
How about that?
That's crazy.
Cat hates that.
La, 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 I hate football now.
3,000 cows to make enough footballs for a year. Holy shit. Well, they were going to die anyway. They don't kill the cow specifically for footballs. There's not like a football cow ranch somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? They just take the leftovers. So actually, making footballs out of them is recycling the cow?
Yeah. Using every piece of the cow.
Not wasting the cow.
Right.
Hey, it's a good idea. I don't see anything wrong with that. I got a cowhide sitting on the floor out the ranch. I mean, you got to use them somehow.
Except why do they call them pig skins? I thought they were made out of pigs.
Ah, so we can actually throw them to Muslims without being racist.
Wow. Wow. Oh, here's one for all of you. Another reason to carry Purell. Fecal matter can get through up to 10 layers of toilet paper. 10 layers.
Jeez.
Make what are they? 20, they only sell if you up use to 3-ply. Scott tissue. What?
They only sell up to 3-ply, right? No, there's no 10-ply.
No, I don't think so. Your hearing is the last sense you lose when you die. There are over 250,000 deaths a year because of medical error.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that before.
250,000 whoopsies? Yeah, see now they're in bed with the funeral homes.
Oh yeah,
they're all in bed. Hey, you know what? I'm losing some money over here. Can you have a couple accidents there, Doc?
Gotcha. Well, hey, they needed some organs. They needed some organs.
See, that's why I'm not a donor. I think if a doctor, it doesn't matter. You could run into the doctor who puts more importance on the organs. And the kid down the hall who needs a kidney or something and will let me die to harvest my organs and give to someone else. I don't want that. You think that's crazy?
No. So here's the thing, right? So after COVID, why can't we track the money on all those people that they killed with ventilators? There's got to be a train of those organs somewhere. Another conspiracy theory, but hey.
100%. That's a good one.
Jeez. Yeah, that is a good one.
There's a 1 in 3 chance police will never identify your killer if you're murdered in the U.S.
Mm.
But you're dead, so what do you care?
Yeah.
Over 80 million bacteria can be exchanged in one kiss.
I'm stopping kissing. No more kisses.
Dogs like squeaky toys because they mimic the screams of their prey. Did you know that?
I actually didn't.
Yeah. It's inbred in them, like, you know, when they're killing something and it's screaming. That's why the dog likes the squeaky sound.
Wow.
On average, you secrete 26 gallons of sweat into your bed per year.
Oof.
That's why your mattress is so heavy when you switch it out.
No wonder my couch looks like shit.
The fuck are you doing on your couch?
Dude, I don't get kicked on my couch. I get to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, you swallow 1 to 2 cups of mucus every day. 22 gallons of mucus per year.
Ugh.
It's your own mucus, though. What do you care?
Yeah, true. It's your own shit, right?
Right.
Where does the mucus come out?
You shit it out? You shit it out.
Or do you jizz it out?
You swallow it. I don't know. Maybe your body absorbs it.
Hmm? How would you jizz it out? That's not how the anatomy works, bro.
I didn't know you were a doctor, Jay. Sorry.
I mean, it goes into your digestive system, not your fucking penile area.
Dawn says, and yet Kane refuses to change his sheets and pillows. Hey, yeah. Got me there.
Yellow pillow.
Anthony says, I'm on all the donations list to save someone, but no longer universal organ donor. Yeah, because they'll just take it.
Speaking of the pillow, the yellow pillow, when Kane leaves your house after the week that he's there, do you throw out the pillowcases because he drools on them and it just leaves them yellow? Like, what do you guys do?
Have you ever seen a stain on your pillows?
No. Well, I did send you a picture. I sent you a picture the other day.
That was Carmen. That was my half-sister-in-law.
No.
What was on? What was in this picture, Rick?
A big yellow stain.
Yeah. That was probably
cum. But I haven't. How long have I been there? It's been a long time since I've been there.
Oh, no. Kane, he's very clean. He's very respectful. He's welcome anytime.
If you found out that he masturbated in your house, would you think differently of him?
Absolutely not. I mean, how can you go a week without rubbing one out?
Touche. I don't even have a defense.
That's the
picture. There it is. Oh! There it is.
Oh, that's God, what they texted me, and they go, is that you? Is that your pillow? And then, I mean, it's a perfectly white pillow with one drool stain. And then I texted them back, and I said, no, that's my pillow.
Oh, there it is. Oh God,
that's a soaked pillow.
That's bacteria on your face.
My pillow looks like the bad orange man.
Did you ever figure out what that stain was from? Was it somebody drinking coffee laying down? Like, what the fuck is that?
No, that's a drool stain for sure.
That's 100%. A drool stain. I think it was probably Rhett's a drooler.
Yeah, see?
Wow.
It's not just me.
Comes down that Peterson line.
Out of context. How about some ook for Friday?
What the f*** did you just say?
Sometimes we say stuff that can mean a lot of things. Depending on how those words are used, then there's nothing you can do. It's Kane and Corey's Out of Context.
All right. So got some Corey ones in here. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
these good. are
from... Is he back Monday, by the way, or when is he
I
back?
I think he's back Tuesday. He said Tuesday he's back, so I think he flies in Monday night.
Oh, okay.
So he'll be back on the show Tuesday.
Oh, he flies in Monday night? Yeah. Well, I'm going to get a text. I'm jet lagged text. I guarantee you. I would almost bet my life on it.
So he'll be back Wednesday is what you're saying?
That's what I'm guessing. Have you talked to him at all since he's been gone?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't at all. I mean, I've seen his posts of him all sun-kissed and underwater and shit. That's it.
Why do you got to say it like that? You couldn't have said it.
That was gay, right? Yeah, that was kind of
gay. Yeah. He's all sun-kissed. Seriously, what was that? He hasn't posted anything of himself being sun-kissed at all.
He did the video.
He was when holding a fucking umbrella over his head.
Him and Alicia did the video of him making a Mai Tai or a something.
He didn't.
He looked sun-kissed.
He wears SPF 150.
Well, Alicia,
Corey
my wife said it.
Allow himself to look sun-kissed. Wow, okay. I got to get off of that, but that was a little disturbing.
All right, here we go. 10 pieces.
I like both.
Yeah.
Wow, that was it. Okay, all right.
So my thing was you walk into it like, hey, if you walk into a room and there's a man and a woman there, who do you go to?
I like both.
Yeah, that's what that's what I was thinking.
Oh, that's
and
fine.
I don't remember the context of that. Do you remember the context of that?
Well, that's your job. You got
no,
to try
I know,
to remember
I had
the,
it
you got to write
I,
down the context.
No,
of these
I had
things.
It here. I forget what it was from. It just left my mind right now. I swear to Christ, it did. Fuck. All right, I'll remember.
What's next?
All right, here we go. 9.
I was looking down, you know, because I was about ready to finish, and yeah, I just saw it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not that bad. What's the context?
You were looking
and
down.
No, what's in your mind?
No, I didn't come up with one in my mind because it's literally.
It's play it again.
Listen.
I was looking down, you know, because I was about ready to finish, and yeah, I just saw it.
I think you're looking at a tranny.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Let's. Rick, can you come up with the scenarios?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like he's about to finish, and then he looks down and he sees that he's with a. Those balls finally got untouched.
So the context of this was you were actually looking down peeing and you were about to be done peeing and you saw the guy's cock next to you. And you were talking about
how I really just hate the way you say cock.
Cock. All right, here we go. Number eight.
Because there's extra spit in your mouth when cock. You hit the syllable. Cock.
Ugh. All right, here we go. Next one.
How does she eat it, dude? You're not supposed to fucking eat it all at once. You're not supposed to suck it down whole.
Why not? You got to find yourself a more talented woman. Plus, I didn't think it would be that hard with him.
Wait, but listen.
How does she eat it, dude? You're not supposed to fucking eat it all at once. You're not supposed to suck it down whole.
Yeah.
What's something Corey never heard? What's the context?
The context of that was we were talking about, remember, you went to, the whole conversation stemmed from the D-bag conversation we had about the waitress cutting your grilled cheese sandwich wrong. Remember that conversation?
Yeah.
And we were just got into the conversation and you were talking about how gets Lisa eating something. And that came out. I forget what she was eating, but that was the conversation.
Probably my cock. What's next?
Here we go. Number seven.
He was trying to squeeze it, but he was like, oh, yeah. He started at the base and went, nah.
Wait, listen again.
He was trying to squeeze it, but he was like, oh, yeah. He started at the base and went, nah.
Corey saying yeah on that one really got me.
I know what this was. This is the same situation where I saw the guy's cock at the urinal next to me. And he was standing far away from the urinal and he was trying to get every last drop of it out of there. And he was like, he was milking a cow. He started at the base and went all the way to the end.
I just, it's really not out of context, but it's just.
He was trying to squeeze it, but he was like, oh, yeah. He started at the base and went. Nah.
But I would sound like the guy was working on you. That's what the out of context in my mind.
Sure. Okay.
All right, here we go. Next one.
I like to have a couple splashes of brown on it. Not to where it's going to be, like, bruised, just on the outside.
Like, how do you know
you should have stopped that. You should have stopped that.
I know. Now that I'm listening. But
you shouldn't have gone with the bruised because that ruined it. Now I know we're talking about bananas.
Yeah, bananas. But I was thinking, of like, well, how do you know you really fucked them in the ass right?
I like to have a couple splashes of brown on it. Not to where it's going to be,
yeah, I should have cut it
like, bruised, right. Just on the outside. Yeah, you ruined that one, Jay. Nice job.
Yeah, well, we were talking about bananas. All right, here we go, next one.
It's not like it would put a hole in you, but it, you know.
Well, it depends on how many times you pump it. Wow. Aren't you only supposed to pump it in things that already have a hole? Play it again.
It's not like it would put a hole in you, but it, you know.
Well, it depends on how many times you pump it.
We were talking about a paintball gun. I don't know. It was a story in the news.
Okay. All right. Well, what does your mind take you on that one?
No, it's self-explanatory. It depends on how many times you pump it.
Oh, stop. Jay, you know, these are more fun when you get all dirty and gross.
All right, let me come up with
something. You have to explain these things. Don't take the easy way. You don't do anything for the show anyway. Come on.
Oh, fuck you. All right, here we go. Next one. Whatever. All right, here we go. Number four.
Branch. I'm strapping up with Rick, man.
Yeah, baby.
That's for you.
That's how we do it. Especially at soccer games.
Guns. Oh, yeah, that's how we celebrate when his son Rhett scores a goal. We strapping up with Rick, man. That's guns. All right, what's next?
Here we go. That's what we talk about if there was an apocalypse that happened or a world war and you said.
Yeah, guns.
All right, here we go. Number three.
It's too big to put in my fucking mouth. Ah, you can't.
Yeah.
Wow. It's too big to put in my fucking mouth. Ah, you can't.
Come on, Kane. Why are you taking so long?
It's too big to put in my fucking mouth.
That's the scenario I was thinking about. Like, why are you, like, why is it taking you so long to suck my dick?
It's too big to put in my fucking mouth.
No. Okay. You can't.
I think that was, we were talking about if a burger's too big, you got to cut it in half. And no. Corey was like, no, you just, and I'm like, no, if it's too big to put in your mouth, you got to.
Right. Yep. Here we go. Number two.
Well, you're telling me too. If it's too big, if you don't just take your two hands, wrap it around it, and just shove it in.
Oh, God. Hey, play it again.
All right, so if you play, listen, all right, I'm going to play them back to back. Here we go.
Just play that one for right now.
All right, here we go.
You're telling me if it's too big, if you don't just take your two hands, wrap it around it, and just shove it in?
Yeah. So this is like you and Corey are in the same room. Corey's the one that you're sucking on. So it starts with this.
It's too big to put in my fucking mouth.
You're telling me if it's too big, if you don't just take your two hands, wrap it around it, and just shove it in?
Yeah. So you and Corey are having a relation, and you're trying to get his big penis in your mouth.
Again, that was the burger. That was the hamburger conversation.
Corey was shocked that you actually cut a big hamburger in half.
Right, right. Yeah. All right. I think that's the winner so far.
All right. And the last one.
I thought I looked cool. Gnawing on it. He goes, you going to leave that fucking thing in your mouth? I'm like, no, I guess not. And I slowly took it out. Oh, God. Holy moly. You had to let that one unfold.
Listen again.
I thought I looked cool. Gnawing on it. He goes, you going to leave that fucking thing in your mouth? I'm like, no, I guess not. And I slowly took it out.
I don't know. The last three are like, I don't know.
I think that's the winner.
The last one?
That has to be the winner.
Listen one more time.
I thought I looked cool. Gnawing on it. He goes, you going to leave that fucking thing in your mouth? I'm like, no, I guess not. And I slowly took it out.
This was the first time that you did a gay porn movie, and the guy was directing you on how to suck a cock the right way.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to play it again. And then I threw the gay voice in there to like fucking add on to it.
Yeah.
No, that was when I was shooting the movie and I was playing the bartender, and the actor who's in a lot of mob movies, I forget his name. I was chewing on a straw, mm-hmm. and he told me that I looked stupid. And so that's what that was.
Yeah. All about. All right. So we're going to put that one in the Hall of Fame?
That one goes in the Hall of Fame.
Sounds good.
All right. Not quite news.
And now, from a location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the Not Quite News.
A couple in Utah thrilled to be reunited with their cat, Galena. Disappeared 2 weeks ago. They looked all over for her, put signs up in the neighborhood and everything. But it turned out Galena didn't run away. They shipped her to Amazon.
Shut up.
Well, they used Amazon, shipped her, to California. She climbed into a box of work boots that were then later packed up, dropped off, and returned to Amazon. So I guess, yes, she did ship them to Amazon.
Oh, my God.
To return them with a cat. No food or water for 6 days. Discovered by an Amazon employee named Brandy, who immediately started caring for the cat, got her scanned for a microchip, and they found the owners.
Wow.
I'm surprised she wasn't like fucking jostled around and shit. Yeah. Like, what do you do? That poor cat.
How many lives did that cat lose?
No shit.
Seriously, scared shitless. Oh, and speaking of that, the pee and the shit that must have been in those boots or the box.
Just burn them.
Daily showers. This is good news for Corey and myself, and even best friend Russ. Daily showers are just performative and have no real health benefits.
Wow.
Except for those around you.
Yeah, no shit.
You know what? It takes me a few days to get ripe.
Yeah, depending what you do, if you're just sitting inside, you could. I mean, at the ranch, I don't take a shower just because nobody's around me, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you've taken a shower, Kane?
Only 3 days.
That's why you had to go put some pit shit onto that right now, right?
Well, I put that on every day. I use the like natural stuff with no aluminum in there. While abstaining from daily showers might seem like antisocial behavior, medical experts are inclined to lean towards agreeing with earthy types, saying the modern obsession with cleanliness can actually be hazardous to your health. Prolonged and daily showers could strip away the skin's microbiome, which plays a role in protecting the skin and is also extremely important in overall health of the body.
Huh.
There you go. See?
I don't know. Sounds like a bunch of fake news to me.
No shit.
Well, you continue to shower. Do what you want. God, I don't want to talk about that. Utah Karen, charged with sexual battery. She explained to me the logic in this. She yanked down a 19-year-old girl's skirt in a steakhouse after complaining it was so short she could see the teen's pubic hair. Oh, I get it. First time I read it, I thought she could see the pubic hair from the top. And then, so what good would that do to pull the skirt down? But she said it was so short she could see it through the bottom. She pulled the skirt down. I got it. Sexual battery.
Wow. I bet you she didn't have pubic hair though, the teen. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's not gross. A thing I now. Am so moving on. Move on. Move on.
I'm just kind of she's pointing 19, out the obvious. But
still,
something. I got a pubic hair story.
Okay.
Are you sure? It's pretty yes. gross.
Anything to move on.
So hey. So anyway, I mean, and your nuzzin knows about this. So I had to do full disclosure before we got married, by the way, because I have a lot of stories. So this was just one of those stories where I was trying to get the pants of this chick, and it was the hairiest bush I had ever seen in my life. Yeah. I mean, hip to hip, front to back.
Oh, God.
I mean, but hey, I had to give it the college effort, right? I had to get in there. And so, yeah. You know, let's just say the next morning at the tailgate party, after a keg stand, I barfed. And guess what was in that barf?
No!
Bam!
A pubic hair. Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, Rick, dude. Oh,
God.
We laughed and laughed and laughed. But hey, no luck. I didn't get it. That's how tangled that shit was.
Jesus.
Tangled.
That makes it sound worse. Tangled.
What is that hair after you don't wash it for so long, how it mats together?
Dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks. Yeah. Dreadlock pussy.
How long was this hair?
I mean,
couple inches.
I mean, you had to really push your face in there to get
Rick's to fucking a lip. They were like he threw up, but it wasn't all the way out, so he's had to
like when he has to
pull it out like he's like a magician pulling fucking hankies out of his fucking mouth.
It came out as a like Kat says, it came out as a furball.
That's hilarious.
Oh God.
That's fucking hilarious.
I was a dirty fucker.
Do you have a cat?
Your wife is saying, stop it.
Nah, she's heard all these stories. She knows them all.
Perrier had to scrap some bottles. They were contaminated with poop. So, I mean, if you buy Perrier and said, if you drank it recently and thought, well, it tastes like poop, there's a reason because it's got poop on it. You know, they had to recall Perrier a bunch of bottles.
I think it tastes like poop anyway.
Oh, God, it's disgusting, right?
Awful.
Americans think the perfect movie length is 92 minutes. They say 2.5 hours for a movie is too long. You know what's funny about that is, though, you'll spend a whole afternoon on the couch binge watching a show. You'll watch 8 episodes of a show in one sitting, but 2.5 hours for a movie is too long? That doesn't make sense.
Well, it's because the plot of the movie unravels in 2.5 hours. If you're watching a show, right? A half hour maybe, right?
So well, there are hour-long shows that people will sit there and binge for an afternoon. Yeah. Oh, I can't sit for 2.5 hours and watch a movie. You sit. Maybe it's because you're at the theater. Yeah. At least at home, you can fucking relax. You're on your own. By the way, 92-minute movies, Dodgeball, Kung Fu Panda, Beetlejuice, Monsters, Inc., and Toy Story 2. Monsters, Inc., though, that's just a story about how they harvest adrenochrome. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
That's a conspiracy theory.
I know Rick. Oh, yeah. That's a conspiracy.
Another
theory.
Real one.
One more here. Flavor Flav has come to Jelly Roll's defense. Jelly Roll, who's lost 70 pounds, from what I understand, has gotten rid of all his social media because he's sick of being bullied and people actually make him feel bad. He's a sensitive guy, Jelly Roll. He helps a lot of people.
He does.
Flavor Flav actually came to his defense. How dare y'all judge my man about his weight and his character? This man's music has been giving a lot of people hope that stranded in the streets, locked up in jails, people that's on drugs. And he's right. And then I thought, well, are we hypocrites for making fun of Lizzo? No, because she's a cunt.
That's not even a joke. That's
right. I mean, Jelly Roll's a nice guy who helps people. Kind, big heart. We don't really necessarily make fun of Lizzo for her weight. We would make fun of her, even if she was thin, we would do it in a different way. You know how we made fun of Ellen?
Yeah.
Because she's a cunt too.
Yeah.
You know, you can't make fat jokes about Ellen, but we made plenty of jokes about her. We would find jokes to make about Lizzo. So she makes her own bed. Speaking of jokes, really bad ones.
It's now time for...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Kane and Corey's...
Really Bad Jokes.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
There's apparently a new trend of gardeners using urine instead of fertilizer. Seriously. Poor urine. You can't just open your pants and pee on the plants. You gotta dilute it a little bit. But yeah, apparently it works.
What does it work for?
What?
What does it work for?
You pee on plant fertilizer. Makes the plants grow.
Dude, my dog pees on plants all the time and they die.
Hey, see? Yeah, I call bullshit because if that worked, New York and San Francisco would look like the Amazon rainforest.
It's the truth.
Hey, right?
Exactly. I mean, everything that you pee on dies.
You know, foliage coming up from between the fucking cracks in the concrete. Yeah, I mean, everywhere. Cicadas are so noisy, people are calling the cops. Yeah. Some people have called 911 on the cicada. I tried calling the cops on The View once, but that didn't work either. Ah, wait, maybe they should tell the cops the cicadas are black. Maybe they would get more.
Wow.
Because, you know, cops and black people. Serena Williams' husband is investing in a bar that will exclusively show women's sports. These are popping up everywhere, actually.
Well, that will fail quickly.
No, I have a name for this bar. Empty.
Free drinks.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The novelty will wear off before a WNBA game is over. A dolphin was found shot to death on a Louisiana beach. Cops think it was an accident, but to me, I saw the pictures. It looked like it was on porpoise. Porpoise. A male hippo at a Japanese zoo was discovered to be female after 7 years.
Just like those Bangkok girls.
How did it take them 7 years? I would think a hippopotamus penis would be clearly visible. That's a large animal.
It tucked.
Yesterday was take our daughters and sons to work day. Boring day for boys. Unless your mom works at Fantasies.
Ooh, that place is
good. I wish every day was go to work with mom day. After coming out as gay, Sophia Bush says she's finally feeling like she can breathe. Well, if that's the case, you weren't doing it right. And finally, Tom Brady posted a shirtless workout video. It's Tom as you've never imagined him before. Well, unless you're Elton John. Well, let's get the hell out of here. Have a great weekend. See you back on Monday.
Thanks for tolerating me, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for the Bernie Sanders gross insight.
Oh, jeez.
Less gross next time.
I'll try to come up with something better for next time.
All right. See ya.
Later.
Kane and Corey.